Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You all right, Bob?
All right, Andy. I see you've done your lucky sigh again.
Yeah, it's working out really well.
Yeah, well, I still find it rude, like a child.
It's not meant to be aimed at you at all. It's just a thing that I do. It's almost like a breathing exercise. It's kind of like a yoga sort of thing. And it gets me in the place that I need to be spiritually, emotionally, harmonically.
Harmonically works,
before we start this. And now that I've done it, I feel good to go.
Well, I'm glad it works for you, you know, but you will appreciate it could be misunderstood as a sign.
I don't see how
you couldn't care less.
Now that I've explained what it is, I don't see how you could misinterpret it.
Well, we'll say there was a vicar or something like that.
Right.
You're doing your wedding vows.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Do you take this lovely woman to be your wife?"
Well, that's not what I do. It's more like a...
Yeah, I exaggerate. It's a resigned, don't want to be here sort
it's
of thing.
And if you're exhalation of breath, that's all it is.
No, you said it was for good luck. I mean, I don't want to carp on about this forever, but there's a time and a place, isn't there?
It's partly good luck, partly verbal yoga.
Okay,
well, I'll call it verbal yoga.
If you were looking at yourself in a nude in a full-length mirror, I'd accept it. That's the kind of exclamation that would be made.
Oh. Well,
but when we're meant to be having a rapport? Don't know. Anyway... I'll kick off and say that today we've got the wife's questions. They're coming up.
Yep.
A little bit more chat about the bean rounder from this side of things.
Oh,
little bit of chat about Sunderland weddings. Yes, no, footballer. Guess the footballer. I hope you'll play that with me.
I'd love to.
And I've got a footballer that I've met story.
Cool.
How about you?
Just usual stuff.
Okay, so it's question.
I'm not going to tell you.
All right, yeah, but let's. Let's call me Predictor, and let's. I bet you ask me some questions that involve me abusing my servants, stroke non-existent staff.
If I've been asked
just a shot in the dark.
If I've been asked questions by the public in the last week, just in random places like the supermarket, the cash machine, the petrol station, the woods, about you and the way you treat your servants, then it's my duty to pass them on.
What are you doing in the woods?
Never mind what I'm doing in the woods.
You don't want to talk about that. But it's a very big day today, Andy.
It is.
Isn't it just one of the best days of
it's
the year?
It's someone's special day today.
For me, it's third best day of the year, Pancake Day.
Yeah.
Second best day, St. Swithin's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Best day of the year is
Steve
McLaren's
birthday.
It's his 55th.
He's 55, is he? So he's almost just 8 years younger than you now.
Yeah, that's...
Catching up.
That's 30 years of retail experience in carpeting.
Does he get some kind of like golden clock or something for that?
No, he'll get a golden sample.
From the Carpet Fitters Union.
But what's he doing?
What's he up to?
What's he up to on his birthday? This is the vision that came into my mind. I'm thinking of a hot tin dot dog, sausage, bubbling away in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Just the one?
Just the one, Andy, yeah.
Got to watch your waistline.
Just the one. He's just taking it out and he's just draining a bit on some kitchen towel.
Oh, aye.
He's topless, yeah. Nice pair of blue slacks,
yeah.
And he just takes the hot dog throw on the kitchen paper through the big lass who's watching. What is it? The chase.
Is that what's on now?
And I'm going to watch that for the birthday.
Is it celebrity chase or just standard?
I don't know because I'm here with you, desperately hoping I'm going to get back in time for dinner date. What do you reckon he's doing?
Well, I think he's been alone. I think he's been the fat lass for the day. And I reckon he's been out down his local calf this morning, and he's had one of them gut buster big breakfasts. You know the gut buster,
where you
get like four sausages and like four rashers of bacon,
yeah,
and like loads of mushrooms,
Yeah.
Both kinds of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Plum and proper.
Proper tomatoes. Proper plum tomatoes.
And, you know, all the stuff.
You do realise...
Two slices of toast.
A plum tomato is a different type of tomato. It's not just a tin tomato.
It's a tin, though.
Yeah, it's a tin tomato, yeah. but it is a tomato.
But also a proper tomato.
Yeah.
Fried.
And four bits of fried bread.
Fried bread, of course. The good buster, isn't it?
How much do you pay for your bread? You go for your breakfast up the Asda, don't you?
I go up the Asda for my breakfast.
How much does it cost you?
It's less than a fiver.
Oh, that isn't as cheap as I thought it would be. The last time I was in Borough, BHS, British Home Stores...
RIP BHS.
Yeah, they were doing a... Full English for $1.99 with a cup of tea.
How big was it, though? Was it a good buster?
I don't think it didn't sound like a good buster.
You know what? They'll have been cutting corners. They've got as little as you can get away with there.
That's why they're in the position they are in now. Nothing to do with that Philip Green.
No. Well, it was probably his idea. To come down from on high,
yeah.
Cut back on the breakfast ingredients.
Yeah.
One sausage, one egg,
yeah.
One slice of bacon.
I don't want to be associated with gut busting.
Well... Yeah, that's what he'd have said. But at the end of the day, it's McLaren's special day. He doesn't go for a gut buster every day.
We've asked some of the...
I've not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on. So, all right. He's had his gut buster. Yeah.
Right? And then he's gone down to HMV.
Yeah.
And he's gone in and bought himself one of them portable record players.
Right.
You know, them ones that come with the lid on.
Yeah.
The handle. £70.
Yeah.
Splashed out. Because it's time to get the vinyl out again.
What sort of vinyl? What's he got?
Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
That's it, ELP.
Just ELP, all the way.
Well, you're wrong there.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, because I do know. Don't ask me why, because it's too long a story. But he's a big Moody Blues fan.
Is he?
Yeah, so there's a bit of Moody Blues in there and a little bit of ABBA.
Nights in White Satin.
Nights in White Satin will be included.
A little bit of ABBA. What era?
The classic era.
Imperial.
Can you hear me? Then not my noises. I'm
Dancing
making
Queen,
Fernando. Yeah.
Sort of 76 to 78.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the rot set in with the marriages and all that.
Was there a rot with the ABBA? I don't know a great
it
deal
depends
about
on how much of a fan you are. I personally don't think there was a rot.
Yeah.
I think it was golden from start to finish. But in terms of popularity, I think they were at their peak. Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Fernando. And then when they started to embrace disco a little bit, 1978, 79.
Yeah.
Take a Chance on Me, Summer Night City.
Take a Chance is all right.
Yeah, but Summer Night City, I'm thinking, and all that, and it sort of fell away a little bit.
They were kind of filibustered, knocked out of their position by the Magnificent Bucks Fizz, to be honest with you.
That's one way of looking at it. It's the wrong way of looking at it, but it's one way of looking at it.
Was it Bucks Fizz who had, oh, dry your eyes, little girl, where do you go to dream?
Land of Make-Believe.
Land of Make-Believe, that's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Yeah, and I'm watching Top of the Pops 1981 at the minute on BBC Four every week.
Yeah.
And we're just at a point now where they've done Making Your Mind Up, but they haven't got the Land of Make-Believe.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they're trying to get across a stream from one stone to another.
Yeah.
And the song they've got out at the minute, back in 1981, it's a very, very slippy, mossy covered stone.
Yeah.
And they've almost slipped, they've almost gone.
Yeah.
But I know, with hindsight, they'll get it back.
Yeah.
And it'll be Land of Make-Believe in a few weeks, and we'll be back on track with Bucks Fizz.
Right, back on track.
Oh.
So does your story continue about that, or is that it? He's having a gut book. That's it?
Yeah.
Well, we've had some other suggestions as to what he might be doing today, because it's his birthday. We thought we'd make a... So we've got Simon Buckton here. He says he's sitting down with his new electric guitar his wife got him, and he's going to learn House of the Rising Sun.
Oh. Not Nights in White Satin.
No, How's the Rising Sun?
I bet
apparently.
You bought him some headphones as well, so he can just plug in and get on with it.
Get
himself.
On with it. Well, she gossips with the fat lass. Phil, single Matt Suds, something like that. He reckons he'll be eating a pasty, but with a knife and fork. Tony, he says, a quiet birthday, eating refrigerators with the missus.
Ooh,
it's a nice day, isn't it? You got any, Andy?
No, I ain't got any.
Ken Shabby reckons he's got June on DVD, a multi-pack of hula hoops mixed into one bowl. Nice touch, Steve.
June who? June Brown?
No, June. June, the film. Isn't Sting in it or something?
Oh, that Dune.
Oh, Dune, yeah. Bit of Fanta and some Meow Meow.
Oh.
Another, Brian O says, jet washing the patio. And someone else here called Matty says that Well, he asks me what my favourite kind of board is, actually.
What is your favourite kind of board?
There's nothing to do with favourite type of board.
Yeah.
Instantly, I think to myself, the ironing board.
Right. Well, that's funny because we had another tweet from GL Sink. Nothing to do with Steve McLaren or indeed football, but he wants a recommendation for a new iron. And he's got a budget of about 50 quid.
Quid budget?
Yeah.
Well, he can get into steam ironing with that. At that cost.
Well, to me, 50 quid's outlandish.
No, you get a decent iron for that.
I get a decent iron for like 15.
You won't get a two-parter with a separate reservoir for the water, but I use a Morphy Richards, yeah, but it's got half a litre capacity. But
that's too much.
No, it is too, yeah, it's too much, but if he's only got a budget of 50 quid, I recommend a Morphy Richard as long as he gets ceramic sole plate on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that he gets proper glide.
Yeah.
On it. And please, what was his name?
GL Sink.
Please, GL Sink, please get a tank capacity of more than 450 litres or you'll just be forever.
450 litres?
Millilitres. Or you'll be just forever.
You'll be running backwards and forwards to the sink, won't you?
Backwards and forwards to the bog to refill it, you know what I mean?
Or you could get like a little Tupperware jug, couldn't you? And have it on the side, full of water.
Yeah, but
there's ways around these things.
There is ways.
It's a money-saving device, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a budget, I mean, like you'd probably like have one of those garden sprays with water in it. Yeah, spray at your garments, and then use a very cheap iron, say $9.99 Pifco or something.
Oh no, what I use is one of them kitchen cleaner sprays.
Yeah,
it's 99 pence from Asda.
Yeah.
Once I've used it up, I fill it up with water. And yeah. Spray it on.
Well, no, I said I saw it correctly. Once again, I am predictor.
You said something about the garden.
Well, you know, I don't know whether it's a garden. It's a thing, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Watering can.
No, a you know what I mean, looking at me like that.
Right, memory man.
Yes, all right. Hello, how do you do? That's why I'm here.
That's
the man
you're
who
here.
Remembers let's all the football facts.
Let's get back to business.
Okay.
Today's memory man question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Do you remember the time when Trevor Brooking scored a goal for England and the ball became lodged in the stanchion? Just have a suck on your crack pipe there while you think about it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you remember what year that was?
Ooh. Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you remember which country it occurred in? It was an away game.
Yes, I do.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you going to tell the ladies and gentlemen when it was?
No, no. They've got Google for that sort of thing. Can I just give us a little update?
All right.
On the ring situation?
Ah, thank you.
At the Panda Oriental Buffet House of Disasters in Homeside in Sunderland.
Go on then.
For the last 2 or 3 weeks we've
mentioned. All right, don't tease us out. We want to know, it gone?
The new listeners won't know about it.
Sorry, pardon me.
Jesus. New listeners won't know that there's been a ring left behind in the buffet and there's been a sign in the window. It's gone on for weeks now. I walked past this morning, the sign has gone. The ring has either been claimed or nabbed by the proprietors.
Ooh. I mean, I can't see the place in my mind's eye, but
massive.
What would your guess be that they've said, oh, they've had the chance now, we'll keep the ring?
I wouldn't say that, for legal reasons.
Okay. Is it somewhere that you go to?
I've been there.
Yeah?
I'm happy with their sneeze guards.
Well, let's say this then. If someone did get the ring, and it was because of you making the announcement, that's a really nice thing, isn't it?
It's made this entire series of podcasts worthwhile, hasn't it?
It has a bit. Yeah. So Chris Evans.
Because we've been striving for some kind of reason to carry on, but...
Chris Evans, then, all right?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Would you say he's more, like, wacky or more bonkers? Do you know what I mean? Is he more, like,
wacky
bonkers?
Wacky or bonkers?
Or is he wacky?
I'm quite surprised that you haven't offered up zany as one of the options there.
Okay.
I think he was probably zany in his younger years.
Yeah.
But now that the years have passed, he's a lot more experienced.
Yeah.
He's comfortable with what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'd probably say bonkers.
He's bonkers.
Absolutely fucking bonkers.
Is that why you like his shows? Because like anything could happen.
I can't get up until Evans has been in my ears.
How could he have even thought of that? I think he must be bonkers.
Bonkers he is. Bonkers.
Oh, that's it. Well, I'm going to cross out. I like the way you've argued that. I'm going to cross out Chris Evans is wacky and bonkers, and just say Chris Evans is bonkers.
Right.
Did you know, he is, I'll let you in on a secret here, Andy, that in the past, on on one of his shows,
there
was a member of staff used to piss in his bath every day, just as a sort of revenge. No, just because...
Were you going to say revenge there?
No, I think in the spirit of being bonkers.
And wacky. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, like... But it's banter, isn't it, really?
It kind of is. It's the birth of banter.
Urine-based banter.
Yeah.
It's good, that.
So, let me say this to you, coming to football. I saw this quote this morning.
Football?
Football, yeah. Jose Mourinho quote about Claudio Ranieri. He is almost 70 years old. He has won a Super Cup and another small trophy. He's old and he hasn't won anything yet.
Was that from this morning?
That was from 2008.
Oh.
So that's interesting. We'll just move on from that.
Yeah, I think that speaks volumes about Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, it does though, doesn't it?
He's bonkers, isn't he?
I bet weddings in Sunderland are a bit feisty. Are they feisty?
Wedding receptions or wedding ceremonies?
No, the ceremonies, they'll be very pretendy, religious, serious about it. But once the beer's flowing.
Yeah.
What do they drink up there? Double Maxim.
We do drink Double Maxim, yeah, and Special Brew.
Whatever's cheap.
Carlsberg Special Brew.
Whatever you get, whatever, it's price per volume of alcohol.
That's how I operate, yeah.
Nothing, taste, whatever.
I've spoken previously about the Iceland. Up the Iceland, they've got 8 cans for £8.
Yeah.
What I didn't mention was that they are pint cans.
Wow.
They're not 440s, they're not 500s, they're 568s.
That's almost a barrel, not a can, isn't it?
That's pretty much, and that's £8 for £8.
Wow. Well, what's it taste like, Andy? You couldn't give a shit.
It's quite tinny.
Well, there's a lot of tin involved, isn't there?
Yeah.
At that size.
Does the job, though, for the functioning alcoholic.
Do you want to know about when I met a footballer?
Some football would be good. Content would be nice.
Here's
a
little story. Right, I'm going way back here.
Yeah.
Right back into the 1950s. Because me and me brother, we had a garden sale when we were young, like 10.
Like they do in America?
Yeah, we put some stuff on the table.
You've seen that on Happy Days, had you?
That might have been our inspiration.
Okay!
And so we put some stuff on the table and we held to sell little pots, whatever.
Front garden, I'm guessing. Not back garden.
Garden. Back,
would anybody have been passing by to...
Yeah, well, I live on the road. We lived on a road, Andy, with a pavement. And my elder brothers came home, saw what we were up to, and started shooting at us with an air rifle.
Yeah.
And I've still got the scar on my arm.
Right.
Where a 2.2 pellet from an air rifle hit me. I didn't really scream. It didn't really bother me, you know what I mean?
So
I
sort of went, shock?
No, I sort of went, whatever, you know what.
Shrugged it off.
Shrugged it off.
Few nightmares afterwards.
Anyways, up. So they'd had their fun shooting their siblings or whatever. And then, although the sale itself had finished because they destroyed all our items, an old fella walked around the side of the house and it was Wilf Mannion.
The legendary Wilf Mannion.
I believe still to this day. The greatest.
Middlesbrough record signing.
Yeah, the greatest goals to match ratio. For the England team, football team.
Any man called Wilf.
He saw a bike there, like a little chopper sort of bike.
In the 1950s?
Or what, you know, but it was a little bike, a kid's bike there.
Right.
And he said, how much is that? I can't remember what we said, but say we said £10. And he gave us the £10. That was my elder brother's bike.
Yeah.
So who won on that day? The little boy who'd been shot but just laughed it off, or the older boy who lost his bike to Wilf Mannion?
I think Wilf Mannion was probably the winner. £10 was a lot of money back then.
Well, I'm not saying it was £10, but...
You just did.
I'm saying I can't read. Andy, if you'd listen, I said.
Is this because you were in shock?
Well, no, the whole scheme.
So
wasn't...
you didn't laugh it off like you claimed, did you?
No, I wasn't
you
in,
were
shock.
In shock.
I was saying it was £10, thinking that was probably whatever the equivalent was then. It might have been 50 pence. But that's a footballer that I've met, the legend that is Wilf Mannion.
He's dead now, is he?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to the bike.
Never know.
It'll have been in his estate, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Could have got bequeathed to the football museum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I need to ask, do a follow-up from last week, Andy, Christ about the Dolmio sauce that you take to the cinemas. Fair enough.
There's been a lot of interest
and
in
I am not knocking it, but... it inspired me last time I was in Sainsbury's to have a look at the range of Dolmio sauces, yeah?
Yeah.
And you said you took the red one, the lumpy one?
The one with the vegetables in it.
Yeah, it's called something like tomatoes and veg in it or something.
Yeah.
There's like a creamy one that was a lot more expensive.
Is that the white one?
I don't know, maybe, but I noticed it was more expensive.
It's a kind of a lasagna sauce, that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
But if there was, would you buy that? For say some a film that you were really, really anticipating, like Kung Fu Panda 4 or something like that, would you take one of those special sauces?
You know what? I don't think a film's come along yet that I think warrants the creamy sauce.
But you might think
I nearly got it for the last Star Wars one.
Yeah.
But at the last minute, I just thought, nah.
Do you like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
What do you like about the goofy little animals? Or?
I like all the shooting.
You like the shooting?
I love the shooting and the running about.
I'm sure you can get shooting in other ways than going to see Star Wars films.
Got some yes or no's for you, Bob.
Okay, go on then.
Right, Charlton Athletic, yes or no?
Yes.
Charlton Heston, yes or no?
Yes.
Heston Services on the M4.
Yes, big yes.
2 out of 3 again.
I bet it's the motorway or something, because I was thinking the Fleet Services. It's on the M3, which is a beautiful service.
You should have given it a bit more thought, shouldn't you?
I got two
you just
out of three.
Glided through those questions there, so cocky.
Well, I think it's definitely time for the wife's questions.
Oh God!
Every week she prepares questions. The wife.
She started emailing them, you know.
Has she?
Yeah. So I know what you're going to ask.
Right, your fungalow.
Yep.
For the listeners who haven't heard before, I'll trying to find out about his bungalow, but he won't answer unless I call it a fungalow. So anyway, first off, I've got to ask you, it's a fungalow. What is so much fun about this fungalow? Have you got like a man cave, a cinema room, pool table, a little
bar?
I'm
the fun.
You're the fun.
I am the source of fun.
Yeah, and you've decided that, yeah?
Yeah. Got a load of DVDs.
Yeah.
Got a nice garden for like a bit running around.
Running around, what, running around, missing,
just
around
like
the dog pit?
Playing Tiggy.
Yeah.
Jigsaws.
Well, have you got strobe light in?
No, just standard. Well, it's dimmer. I've got a dimmer switch on.
Dimmer switch, no, that's fun.
Yeah.
Have you got mixer taps? That's fun.
Mixer taps.
Well, now we're talking. Have you got, you know, your shower?
Yep.
Is it above the bath or can you walk into
no,
it?
No, it's above the bath, but it's a power shower.
Fun, fun, fun.
It's got a lot of belt in it.
Does it actually have on the gradient on the when you turn it up? Does it say fun?
It doesn't, but there's numbers. And if you can apply the numbers, which is the temperature in Celsius, if you can apply those numbers to your own sort of self-determined levels of fun, then you know what you're going to get. Do you know what I mean? Hot equals more fun.
Do you think you get the fun in a shower is dictated by the powerfulness or by the temperature?
Fun in a shower can be dictated by whatever you want it to be.
Right.
It's a private act.
Okay. So it's a fun glow because you've got dim switches, you've got...
Jigsaws.
Mix it, you got jigsaws.
Star Wars
as well.
Jigsaws.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this that would have been fun.
Rocking on your heels now, aren't you?
Well,
thought you were coming at us with some kind of smart ass question there. I've knocked it back in your face.
Have you got PlayStations, Xboxes?
I've got the Xbox One in the lounge.
Yeah.
And I've got an Xbox 360 in one of the bedrooms.
Upstairs.
Not prepared to say where it is.
Well, I hope that satisfies the wife. What do you have for breakfast, Andy? Do you have Frosties because they're great? Or, like Glynneth, do you have the Glynneth Paltrow Sake Bowl?
The who?
Glynneth Paltrow Sake Bowl.
I don't have that, no.
No. Do you have Frosties?
I had Frosties yesterday, actually.
Yeah. Do you eat them? Do you gobble them down like the time is running out so that they don't get soggy? Or do
you got it, haven't you? It is worse than soggy Frosties.
It's a bit of a rush, isn't it?
Yeah.
With your
fun though.
With your fruit and fibre.
Huh?
With your fruit and fibre, I don't mind it getting soft. Or Alpens, that them.
Is that what you're on now?
Well, I have to because of my health. You know what you haven't asked about for some time.
Anyway, more about me.
Final question. So you have Frosties.
Yeah.
You had Frosties yesterday. Do you
I also have Weetabix.
Do you put a lot of sugar on it?
Put butter on it, Bob.
You put butter on your Weetabix?
Have you ever had Weetabix and butter?
Fuck off.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Do you have milk?
No.
You butter...
You can have a glass of milk with it.
You butter your Weetabix.
I put butter on a Weetabix biscuit.
What, and eat it like a cracker?
Yeah. Blown your mind, haven't I?
You have blown my mind. You know, you really have.
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
It was me gran.
Your gran used to do it?
Yeah.
God. Have you got...
Winning the mind games, are you?
Have you got a musical doorbell?
I've got quite a scary doorbell.
All right. Can you recreate it?
It's a little bit warped. It's sort of like an ordinary doorbell, but if you'd like warp the sound a bit...
Is it a
like a sound effect?
Or a ding dong?
It's a ding dong, but it goes ding dong.
All right. That can create a terrible atmosphere, can't it?
It's terrifying. I don't answer the door to anybody.
It's like when I watch one of my crime ones. It's not Sinister Ministers, it's Happily Never After. Happily Never After, it goes.
I've seen that.
Gives a similar feel. You know, you know, enter at your peril.
Okay.
Separate question from me.
What?
Yeah, it's completely separate, but I'd like to get
why,
out.
Why is there a fourth question being
introduced? No, it's not a wife's question. It's my question.
Who said you could ask questions?
Do you want to hear the question?
Go on, then. I'll decide if I want to answer it.
All right.
Heard it.
Have you or do you intend to launch your own aftershave?
I have got no concrete plans to launch my own aftershave at this point in time. I would never rule anything out, though.
You'll just take each project as it comes. And
you never know what's around the corner.
Thank you.
Or how desperate financially you might be.
You've answered that beautifully. I'll hand the agenda over to you, Andy.
Well, I've got three questions as well that have been asked by the police, basically.
Yeah, as if.
I'm
not answering them if it's just nonsense, Andy. I'm perfectly willing to answer a proper question.
Bob. As a millionaire, with your mansion and your collection of cars with genuine leather interiors, like the ones that Chris Evans has got, but not as good, do you make your staff wear a uniform? And if so, do you pay for their uniform cleaning expenses?
I'm not a millionaire. I haven't got a mansion and I don't have any staff to put in uniforms.
But do you pay for their cleaning expenses?
I don't have any staff.
For the uniforms?
I don't have staff, so I've no need for uniforms.
Interesting. Bob, As a millionaire with your mansion, your collection of cars with genuine leather interiors that Chris Evans has thrown away, your leisure room with its jukebox and its coin drop machines, its what the butler saw machines, and its speak your weight machines, do you pay for your staff to have English lessons once they arrive in the UK, after you've recruited them at Calais and strapped them to the underside of a fruit lorry that's bound for Dover?
I don't have any staff. I don't recruit staff at ports. I haven't got a talkie weight machine or a jukebox.
But once they're here, do you pay for them to have English lessons?
I don't have any staff, so I don't need to have them have English lessons.
Typically evasive. Bob, with your mansion, your millionaire's mansion, collection of cars, genuine leather interiors, leisure room, jukebox, coin drop machines, what the butler saw machines, speak your weight machines, your freezer that's full of frozen uranium, which you use as security to fend off takeover bids from enemy millionaires. Do you make your staff sign a gagging clause to prevent them from speaking about your annual Boblympic Sports Day?
Where I don't have any...
Please allow me to finish the question. Where you and the other millionaire celebrities, but not Chris Evans, because he's not allowed round, congregate in your private orchard and romp in the nude for medals and candy cigarettes, the banned ones with the red tips.
I don't have any uranium stocks in my house. I don't get together with other celebrities. I would like to state here absolutely that I object very strongly to the suggestion that I smoke the really naughty candy cigarettes. And I can hardly remember the question now, but I think I'd better add to that, and I don't have any staff.
So, you've refused to confirm or deny that you make your staff sign a gagging clause about the Boblympics.
What's a Boblympics?
Boblympics! Like the Olympics, but round at your house, Boblympics.
There's no such thing, Andy. Are you finished?
I'm finished for now.
So, let me ask you this. Do you remember when we were talking about the bean rounder?
The beanie.
The bean rounder.
You call it the bean rounder where you're from because it's full of potato.
Yeah, so your bean rounder is sausage meat, but baked beans in the middle, sausage meat, then batter. Deep fried. Mine's beans, potato, batter, deep fried.
Inferior product.
Have you heard of... I saw someone mention this one called the John Bull. That's apparently from Blackburn. Did you see that?
I'm not familiar with it.
And there's a link on, you can look at it on YouTube, how they make a John Bull in Blackburn. And that is, they get mincemeat. He calls it savoury mincemeat. They trap it between two big bits of potato, slices of potato, straight from the potato, hewn from it. Then batter it, then drop it in. And I thought it looked delicious. Just wondered if you'd ever heard of that one.
Never heard of it. Given your reputation as a congenital liar, I'm assuming you've just made it up.
No, I haven't, I promise you.
As some kind of trap.
There's no trap there, honestly. I thought that was a really nice idea.
It sounds nice.
And the man who demonstrates it, if any of your listeners would like to go and have a look, he also follows it up by doing the ratatouille version of the John Bull. I think it's worth a look. I really do.
Anyway, perhaps we should take this thing on the road and visit these various towns and sample all their delicacies.
Oh, I love the deep, yeah. Do you know what? Here's something about when you say on the road, yeah?
Yeah.
When I used to tour about 20 years ago, we used to go around in a tour bus trying to find a restaurant. I mean, it used to be a pub place or whatever that actually did mashed potato. And it became really difficult because you can't microwave mashed potato, yeah?
You can.
No, I promise you can't to a satisfactory level. The starch separates from the potato. It's, you know, like... will you just take me word for it, Andy? That restaurants... A restaurant that serves mashed potato has got a chef in it.
Yeah.
Or at least someone cooking. So we used to find a place, and if it had mashed potato, we'd stop there. And then when we'd finished the meal, we'd go out into the car park and we'd let off. We had rockets, you know, firework rockets?
Yeah.
We'd let off 1 to 10 as a rating of the mashed potato. And we were somewhere in the Midlands. It was where the great train robbery took place. it might not even be the Midlands, but I know it was near where the great train robbery took place.
It was near a railway line.
Near a railway line, yeah, that's all I'm saying. And we let off a 10, the most beautiful mashed potato we'd ever have. But, sadly, it led to our arrest.
Well, you know.
So that's a yin and the yang of that,
ups
isn't
and downs,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Beautiful potato, beautiful celebration.
How did you find out it had mashed potato? Would you, like, stop somewhere, go in and ask?
Well, you see, this is before the internet.
Exactly.
Before the internet, but we had a tour manager.
Ah, someone who would go ahead.
No,
the day
one
before.
Didn't go ahead. Do you know what, Andy? You've asked me a very good question. I wonder what he did. I wonder if he... did we stop at a pub? Did we have mobile phones 20 years ago?
Just about.
It might have been mobile phone. Maybe he used to stop and had phone up.
He'd have had one of them big ones with the pull-out aerials.
Yeah, but this, you know, that's so that was an interesting day. I'm just in terms of highs and lows. If anyone there out there has experienced a low at the moment, there could be a high just round the corner. And if they're experiencing a high, you know, enjoy it whilst you can, because you could be arrested.
Did the local residents sort of know what the fireworks were about?
No, and I presume that's why the police were called and our tour bus was stopped.
Yeah, if they'd been alerted and said, Vic and Bob are in town, but you might hear some fireworks, don't be alarmed, it's just a mashed potato rating system they've got.
Yeah, well, I think what you're thinking is something like what the water board would do, which they'd put a letter through everyone in the neighbourhood and saying, this following Thursday, Vic and Bob will be testing my potatoes at the whatever, the Rose and Crown. Should you hear any loud bangs, there could be up to 10.
Yep.
Don't panic. It's just their rating system.
If you do hear up to 10 tick, this is a good sign. And congregate towards where the sound source is. Good potatoes be there.
If you're a potato lover.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah, that, but if we should have done it that way, only we didn't. You know, because I haven't got any staff.
I mean, it sounds as if, I mean, obviously, your TV career is pretty much finished now.
Yeah.
Yourself and Vic.
Yeah.
But maybe doing something like this could get you back on the big screen.
What, telling these stories?
Just going around doing the potato thing, but like in a modern style.
I would, if I was, thank you for caring and seeing an opportunity there. I think that maybe I'd like to do it for syrup pudding.
You know, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I was only kidding. I think it would be shit.
Oh, well. Now, you tweeted a picture this morning of Crimson Dean.
Yes.
Crimden Dean. Seton Carew.
Yeah.
And just by chance, call it serendipity if you want, see that caravan site is where I went for my first holiday.
Right.
Without my parents.
Oh.
It's like mobile homes.
Yeah.
Plus a campsite.
Yep.
And
right on the coast.
Right on the coast. A rather beautiful bit of coast, really.
It is.
They filmed the Likely Lads film there, you know, at Crimden Dean.
They did, that's true.
And anyway, we stayed there and they had like a little cabaret room and everything.
Yep.
And an older married woman. I'm only 14 or something, 13, 14.
Well, you're going older by yourself, age 13.
What, you wouldn't have liked to have?
I'd love to have, but I wouldn't have got away with it.
Well, because you had to clean
the
floors.
Were you by yourself?
No, there was about six of us in one of them caravans. There'd been a fire at the campsite and the heat was intense.
That's your joke, isn't it?
That's my joke, yeah.
You've got it in right at the end.
So it hasn't landed. But anyway, the point being that a married woman sexually assaulted me. It was my first experience of that sort of shenanigans.
Right.
Never been so scared in my life. She probably wasn't that old, but to me she seemed like 50.
Right.
Tried to take my...
I'm not sure that anybody wants you to go into any detail about this.
Okay.
Is this where your fear of fat losses comes from?
I don't fear them. I celebrate them. In fact, I'm doing a song at the end of the show tonight, which is a celebration of the big girls.
Well, could you do that now? Because I've pretty much had enough.
Oh, you've had
this
enough?
Week. Yeah.
All right, well, I thought that I would like to sing a song and then I would like to sing a sort of tribute to the big girls, fat lasses, that we often mention on here. I call them love puddles, yeah?
Right.
Because, you know, there's often just like a put if when they sit on a bed, it's a bit like a head with a puddle.
A puddle of sweat.
A puddle of flesh. So I'll sing, and it's a tribute to them and what they bring to us. So here we go. Love puddles, the clouds of love, the puffball mushrooms from heaven above. Floating harbours of porcelain hue, the boudoir angels will comfort you. They're waiting, flowing free, undulating constantly. Love puddles, the clouds of love, the puffball mushrooms from heaven above.
This has been Athletic Omens, and I would like to apologise for the song that Bob just did. Please tune in again next week.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.